Okay, the Mishnah on Lamed Hayom Aleph. Six parak brachas. Ketzah mevarchin al peros. How does one make a bracha on peros? Peros ha'ilon hu omer bore priya eitz. Chutz min ha'yayin shal ha'yayin hu omer bore priya agafen. So on peros ha'ilon, one makes bari priyates, except for wine, because on wine he makes bari priyagafen. Valpera sa'aretsu omer bari priyadama, chutz min hapas, except for bread, shal hapasu omer hamotzi lechem min aretz. Okay? So, the halacha recognizes two kinds of fruit. And fruit basically means a product, produce. And there's two types. Fruit of the tree, there's produce of the tree, and fruit of the hadama, and fruit of the ground. All right, it's important when you think in halachic terms, it's not to put in the our ideas of, like we have fruits and vegetables. That's a very different kind of categorization than the halacha uses. All right? So, according to the halacha, first of all, what we need to understand is, what is the difference? How do you determine whether something is considered a pre of a tree or a pre of the ground? So you might say to me, well, it's very simple. Does it grow on a tree or not? But it doesn't. It's not that simple, as we'll see in a moment. Moreover, it's clear according to halacha from the Mishnah that the fact that something is a juice or a liquid does not take it out of the category of the product. Because the Mishnah holds clearly that yayin you would make borei priya eitz if it weren't for the fact that yayin has a special bracha. And the same thing with bread. Which bread, of course, is a different point. That even if you have a so-called change in form, that also does not necessarily take it out from the definition of a pri. And you would have made bari pri adama on bread if it weren't for the fact that they made a special bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Okay? So, now let's do this. Let's just take the first Rashi. So Rashi says, Mevarchin v'chulei chutz min ayayin, except for wine. Shemito chashivuso kavulu bracha la'atzmo v'chein apas. Because of its chashivus, they designated and established a bracha unique to it. And so too with bread. In other words, yayin and pas have in their own way some special status in the human sphere. And because it has a special status in the way that people relate to it, therefore it would have lacked in Shevach if it would have been given the usual generic bracha that all the other pri ha'etz or pri ha'adama get. Okay? So the Chachamim, in order to recognize its special character, and as a result, because it has a special character, it has a certain importance, so therefore it demands a different type of shevach insofar as a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the cause of these things. So that's why there has to be a special bracha. Okay? There has to be a special bracha. Okay. That's the first Rashi. Alright, now, we'll finish the Mishnah, but I want to come back. Well, let's finish it, and then I'll take up the points I want to take up. Now the Mishnah says, Va'al ha'yirakos, hu omer bari pri adama. Now, what are yirakos? Don't know yet. Rebbe Yehuda omer bari minei deshayim. So the Tanakhama holds on yirakos, you make the bari pri adama. Obviously, these yirakos are from the ground, not a tree. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, you make bori minei deshayim. What is desha?
Not the grass, the green area.
Yeah. So you have the word desha in the first parasha, in Bereishis. Desha is associated with desha asef. So desha is some kind of either greens, grass, stalks, something along those lines. Things that come directly from the ground. Now we'll refine that in a moment. So take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, "Bori minei deshayim, lefi sheyesh bechlal pri adama deshayim uzroyim." Kigon kitnios. Because there is, as part of the category of pri adama, there are deshayim, but there are also zroyim, seeds, like kitnios, like legumes. V'Rebbe Yehuda boy heker bracha l'chol min v'min. And Rebbe Yehuda demands a specific recognizable bracha for each type, for each species. So how many species do you have? So you know you have the Shayim, and you know you have Zroyim. In other words, let me just take a step back here. In other words, Rashi is telling us an important thing that you might not know from reading the Mishnah, which is when you read the Mishnah is a machlokes about yirakos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't make a bari pri adama, but you make bari minei deshayim. But Rashi's letting you know that that's just a particular example. That really there's a concept here, which is that Rabbi Yehuda demands a heker bracha for each min. And therefore Rashi lets you know there's at least another min that requires such a specific bracha, which is zroyim. So on legumes, for instance, like kitnios, Rabbi Yehuda would say you should make a bore minei zeroim. Whereas things that I guess are the plant itself, like grasses and stalks that come out of the ground that you eat, so that would be bore minei deshayim. Alright, now would you say there is, what else, is there anything else besides, do you think there's anything else besides Zroyim and Deshayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda?
What about peanuts or something like that?
I wasn't just asking that question like, just to guess. I meant, like from the Mishnah itself, would you say that Rabbi Yehuda has another category? In other words, he openly says Deshayim. Rashi adds Zroyim, but from the very Mishnah itself, is there anything else? You see, if you look at the structure of the Mishnah said that on Pri Hadama, you make a Bari Pri Hadama, right? Except for bread. Then there's a machlokas about Yerukos. So clearly there's a type of Pri Hadama that remains Pri Hadama according to everybody. And Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue about that. Rabbi Yehuda only jumped in when they came to Yerukos. And then Rashi added Zroyim. But it would seem from the very structure of the Mishnah that there is a category that Rabbi Yehuda agrees you would make Pri Hadama.
Right. And why do they have a separate category of Yerukos anyway? Why isn't that subsumed under, you know...
I don't know yet. That's a good question. But I'd like to first answer, just let's get the facts straight. So what, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would you make a Bari Pri Adama on? Got to be a detective here. Rashi told you Zroyim. You know from the Mishnah the Shayim. So now what would you make a Bracha Bari Pri Adama on? In other words, the third thing will be like this. You have the stalks and grasses. That's like where you eat the plant itself. Then you have Zroyim, where you eat the seeds. And then the last category is where there is a growth, and that growth, that's whatever you want to call it, those roots, they produce a product. Like a watermelon, tomatoes, and the like. So it's like where there's a fruit, there's a product of the system that's in the ground. So those are the three things. One is where you eat the seed itself. The other is where you eat the very plant. And the other one is where the thing has a product. And that's the Pri-Hadama. Okay? That's what it seems. I mean, I haven't seen any Rishonim say differently, but it would seem to me that that's it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have three types. You have those things that are really that get Pri-Hadama, then there's those things that's Minei Deshayim, and those things that are Minei Zrayim. I mean, that's what I would think you extract from the Mishnah right now. We'll see. We'll see if we're maybe we're wrong, but at this point, that's the way it looks. Okay. So that's another thing we need to understand. And as we'll see, that's a very important machlokas to understand why the Tanna Kamma holds that you have one generic bracha of Bari Pri Adama, and why according to Rabbi Yehuda, you require a hekar bracha l'chol min v'min. By the way, I think now that we understand what Rabbi Yehuda's different minim are in Pri Adama, I think we could also now understand why you do not have such a division in Pri Ha'etz. Because in Pri Ha'etz, that's all you have. All you have is the product of the tree. That's it. There's only one min. There's only one type. In the world of eights, there's only one thing. Fruit of a tree. There's nothing else. Okay? So you see, by the way, also, when Rashi says that you require a bracha l'chol min v'min, it doesn't, of course, mean a separate bracha for tomatoes, potatoes, sweet potatoes. You know, you don't have a separate bracha for each thing. It means there are certain divisions and classes within the world of Pri Hadama. And that, Rebbe Yehuda says, the bracha has to be formulated along those lines. Whereas the Tanna Kamma says, no, just the Bari Pri Hadama. Alright? We're not going to define it yet, because it would be worthwhile to look at one Gemara where it discusses this machlokas before we go into it. But what I'd like to do first is take up the question of when do you say something is a Pri Ha'etz, and when do you say it's Pri Ha'adama? Okay, and the Gemara actually gives a definition. And there will be, as a result, important halachic practical results from it. So take a look at a Gemara on Daf Mem Omer Aleph. Gemara, it's a discussion based on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said, he was actually discussing, of course, Adam HaRishon ate from an elon, an ate, a tree. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it was a chita, it was wheat. So the Gemara gets into discussion because of that, and says the following. The last line. Sal kedaita chamina. I might have thought, hoel v'omar Rabbi Yehuda chita min ilan hi, livra chalea bare priyait. I might have thought that since Rabbi Yehuda says that chita is a min ilan, then maybe you'll think you should make a bari priya eitz on chita. Kamash malan. So our Mishnah came along to tell us that no, that you don't. Ah, now the Gemara says, Heicha mevarchinan bari priya eitz. When do we know? How do we know whether to say Bari Priya Eitz? In other words, good question. Why don't we make a Bari Priya Eitz, let's say, on a Chita? Why is that not considered Priya Eitz? How do you decide what's an Eitz and what's not an Eitz? So the Gemara says, Heicha dechi shaklis le leperi, isei legavza vahadar mapik. When do you make a bari priya eitz? It's where when you take away the pri, the branches remain. And vahadar mapik. And then later they will produce again. Aval heicha dechi shakas le leperi lese legavza. But if you take away the pri, the branches disappear. Okay, Lacey Lagavza the Hadar Mapik. There won't be branches that will later produce. Lo Mevarchina Alei Bar Priyaitz, Ela Bar Priyadama. So then you will not make a Bar Priyaitz, but rather you will make a Bar Priyadama. Okay? So what is here the Gemara has given a definition of what is considered a tree. So I would like to first clarify, or have you clarify, what is the Gemara's definition? What does it really say? What is a tree? It's how do you know? You have all these characteristics that'll stay, that'll produce more. I mean, why has that become the definition of a tree? I mean, is that just like an ad hoc thing that they said, okay, these are the characteristics, so we'll say that's a tree. You know what I mean? Like, what exactly is that? See, the answer is that when you make a bracha, let's say you say Borei Pri Adama, so you're saying that there's an existence called Ha'adama, ground, earth, and that is the immediate producer in an environment from which the fruit comes forth. Now, if you want to say that something is pre-ha-eitz, then it's necessary to maintain that the eitz is an independent existence. There's, if you tell me the eitz is an independent existence, then you could say that this apple, it's what's producing it, its immediate cause and environment is not the ground, but a tree. because tree is in existence just as much as the ground is in existence. But if you tell me that when you take away the fruit, that the tree, or whatever, its branches, okay, all disappear, and they're not available to produce again in another year, then you're telling me that its existence is not independent, but rather its existence is simply subsidiary to the fruit itself. So therefore, it's just an extension of the fruit from a halachic standpoint. And therefore, then you would say the fruit, which is attached to these branches, are now all coming forth as one existence from the ground. You see what I'm saying? In other words, you have to show me that the tree is an independent existence, and therefore it can be defined as the cause and the environment of the production of the fruit. But if it would disappear, it wouldn't be available in another year, then it's nothing more than an elongated fruit. Then the fruit has this like long, you know, whatever, vine, this long stalk, this long piece of wood. I don't care what it is. You see? So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, that's the Gemara's definition. A tree, in order to be a tree, must be, have an existence by which you would say this is an independent thing called a tree. And then you can define the fruit in terms of it. That's what the Gemara is saying. Okay? That is the Gemara's definition. So, Hilchos Peros Ha'ilon and then Pri Adama, I'm reading from Simon Reish Gimel in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. Well, I'm reading the Torah, but same Siman in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Torah says like this. He says, Al Peros Ha'aretz Borei Pri Adama V'siman Leida Ezehu Pri Eitz or Pri Adama Kol Ilan She'ose Peros Mishana L'shana Nikra Pri Eitz. Every Elon, every tree that produces fruit from year to year is considered Pri Ha'etz. Aval kol davar she'ein shrashav nish'arin ba'aretz, but eat everything where its roots do not remain in the ground, v'tzrichin lezaro b'chol shana, Nikra Pri Adama. But anything where its roots do not remain in the ground, and you're required to plant it each year, that's considered Pri Adama. Hilkach, Haya Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Ri, the famous Ri, Rashi's son-in-law, Tutin, Hagedalim b'sneh, berries that grow on a bush, uchiyot behen, and similar to them, mevarchin aleihem bari priya eitz, shemin ilan hay. So the Ri held that on strawberries, if you follow the definition that was just given, he held you make a bari priya eitz. In other words, when the Ri read our Gemara, and he formulated our Gemara the way he does, which I'll read to you again in a minute, he concluded that based on our Gemara, you would make a Bari Pri Eitz on strawberries. Why? Because the shrushim, the roots of the strawberry bush, do not have to be replanted. They remain in the ground. And the bush withers up, you know, as you get into fall, then into the winter. But the whole thing sprouts up again. It's a perennial and is there next year. And therefore, he paskin that you make a bark for eights on strawberries. Okay? V'harav Yosef kasav, sheyesh levarach aleihem barik pri adama. Rav Yosef, another one of the Balei Tosafos, he said, no, you should make barik pri adama on strawberries. Lefi shematza b'tshuvas ha-gaonim, because he found in one of the responsa written by the Gaonim, kol ilan shiyavesh besitva, that every tree that dries up in the end of the fall season, v'kolu gozeha v'tarfe lagamre, and then as the winter progresses, all the branches all are completely gone. V'hoda pari mishrashav, and then the next year it produces from its roots. Mevarchan ala bar pri adama. So the Gaonim said, based on our Gemara, no. Based on our Gemara, they decided that if you just have shrushim in the ground, that would not qualify it as a tree. And you would still make barei pri ha'adama on something whose roots remain in the ground, even though it's a perennial. And therefore they sit on strawberries, you make barei pri ha'adama. Okay? So you have really an interesting machlokas we've shown him based on our Gemara. There were two ways that they understood our Gemara. So now we're going to have to, of course, refine what we said. Okay, I'll go through it one more time. Okay? The first opinion is the opinion of the Ri. Oh, by the way, the Torah also mentions that his father, the Rush, followed Rabbi Yitzchak. He made a bari priyayitz. Okay. So what's the reason again? He says, any Elon that makes fruit from year to year, that's priyayitz. But something which its roots do not remain, and you have to replant it, that's bari priyadama. And then the Gaonim held, and Rav Yosef followed them, that no, that's a wrong interpretation of our Gemara. The fact that the roots remain doesn't help you one bit. It's still bari pri ha'adama. You need more than just the roots. You would obviously need the real, you know, wood, what should I say, you know, branches, etc. Wooden branches that would remain out of the ground from year to year. So I just want to know, can we define these two opinions? Because now you have a little bit more of a, we have to understand, we have to modify our definition, at least according to one side. Because now you're telling me that here is something that's a perennial, and yet you still don't make a bari pri ha'eitz on it, according to the Gaonim and Rav Yosef. And by the way, we essentially paskin that way. And we paskin that way because either, I mean, it's two possibilities. Either because we really hold in Svara, like the Gaonim and Rav Yosef. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, of course, that since it's a machlokas, whether or not you make hadama or ha'eitz on strawberries and mulberries, things like that, so therefore you know the rule when it comes to brachas, that if it's an inherent suffix, so then you always go to the more general thing that takes you away from the suffix. So a bari priya eitz, it's true that's the appropriate bracha perhaps, But if even if you made a Bari Pri Adama on an apple, you're still Yotze. So over here, where it's a machlokas, whether you make Ha'etz or Adama, so therefore, and it's an inherent suffix, because it's, you can't resolve it, right? I'll tell you in a second what it's not like. But since you can't resolve it, it's an inherent suffix, it's a machlokas of poskim, so therefore you make it to be safe, you make a Bari Pri Adama, you take care of the problem. So that's why we make Bari Pri Adama on strawberries. Of course, halacha lemaase, let's assume a person made a mistake, and they made a Bari Pri Eitz on a strawberry. So then you'd say again, Safek Brachas Lahakel, and you wouldn't make a Bari Pri Adama then. You would let it go. You would make the Bari Pri Eitz and then eat the strawberry. That would be fine. You'll be relying on those opinions that it's good. And Safek Brachas Lahakel, because maybe that's right. Okay, let me mention one more thing before we get to the talking about the Svara, and that is I mentioned you're allowed to go to the more general bracha when it's an inherent suffix. But for instance, let's assume somebody gives you something let's make up a company from Kellogg's, and now you don't know what this thing is. So the halacha really is, you're not supposed to at that point just simply say a shahako and eat it. Because that's not an inherent suffix. The truth of the matter is, you can do an inquiry. Pick up the phone, call Kellogg's and ask them, like, what is this thing made out of? Like, well, what's the story here? What's the majority? This, does it have wheat? Does it, if you can do an inquiry. That is not considered a suffix when you simply don't know. You know, or you're holding something in your hand. You don't know what it is. Is this something that grows on a tree or not? I mean, you are obligated to first try to do an inquiry. Because that's not an inherent suffix. That's ignorance. And ignorance is not a suffix here. Suffix has to be where it's an inherent suffix. Meaning it emerges from the halacha itself that you don't know what to do. Then you can go to the more generic. Okay? You have a machlokas, whether something is a motzi or a mizonos. That's an inherent suffix. And we just don't know. Some, there are cases, right? There are certain items that Tosef says one thing, the Rambam says something else, etc., etc. Okay. I just wanted to mention that because that's an important practical point sometimes. Okay, so coming back over here. So, I'd like to understand the machlokas. Do you consider a strawberry priha eitz? Or do you consider a strawberry priha adama? What are these two definitions of a tree? In other words, it seems the machlokas is like that. According to one side, as long as you can show that the essential whatever you want to call it, the essential substance, okay, the shrushim, as long as they have permanent existence, then they're considered independent. That's an independent existence. And therefore, as long as you have that substance of wood in existence, so therefore, you could say that when the bush emerges later, that's considered a tree. Because it's an independent existence. And therefore, you don't say it's simply an extension of the fruit itself. That's one side. But you're right. According to the Gaonim, it seems that the Gaonim maintain, it's like they have a certain, like, a priori idea of a tree. A tree has a certain tsura. It has a certain form. It's not just simply something that has an independent existence, but form is part of its very definition. And therefore, roots are not a tree. So they maintain that the tsura, of course it has to be an independent existence, but that's not sufficient. That's just one point. That's one characteristic. But what it needs to have the form of a tree. If it has the form of the tree and it's an independent existence, then that's right. That halachically is in the independent existence called a tree. But if it doesn't have the tzura, then you can't call that a tree. You see, whereas the other side holds, as long as the substance of wood, of shrushin, the thing that produces the tree-like object, as long as that's in existence, then it's independent, then it's proper to still call it borei pri haetz. That's the machlokas. So that'll be the nafka mina. It will be a case like a strawberry. Because that'll be the question where the roots remain, but the branches, they do not stay in existence. Okay? Now, by the way, there'll be no machlokas, however, by, let's say, like a banana. Because even though a banana grows on a so-called banana tree, if you'd ask a person, you know, who harvests bananas, they'll say they're banana trees. But halachically, they're not banana trees, because halachically, those shoots only are in existence for that crop of bananas. And they don't continue to exist after they're harvested. So therefore, that's why everybody agrees you make a borei pri adama on a banana. Okay? We don't care if the stalks are very big. That's not a tree. A tree, first and foremost, has to be an independent existence. Then the only question is an independent existence with a tzura? But everyone agrees that independent existence is an essential element. So a banana tree will definitely not be a tree halachically, and therefore it's definitely borei pri adama. Okay? Okay, good. Okay, Reish Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Al Hatutim Hagidelim Besne Borei Pri Adama. Okay, that's the Mechaber. Okay, so Svardim definitely make Adama on strawberries. Okay, he doesn't say why, he just says you do. Now the Ramah seems to be giving a Perush to the Mechaber, to the Marayo. Okay, he says, Hega. The lo mikri eitz ela shemotzi olav me'etzo. Aval ma shemotzi olav mishrashav lo mikri eitz. Vahani keva de kola eitz of legamre b'choref v'hoda porach mishrashav mevarchem borei pri adama. Ah, so he goes by the gonim. He goes exactly what we just explained. There's a Ramah saying there has to be a tsura to a tree. That's the way he learned. So the Ramah seems to be paskin not based on the Safek, but that we really paskin like according to the Gona. Yeah. Let me just see the Mishnah for a second. Hold on.